You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am joined in studio right now with two members of ATC's latest production. In honour of Matariki, I'm joined by Briar Gray-Smith and Jack Buchanan. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Now, I'm going to hit you with a difficult question at this time in the morning, particularly when you just had your opening night.
Excellent.
Give me a log line. What's your play?
Oh, Briar, do you want to take that one? You wrote it.
I never know what it's about, but last night when I watched the show that these guys interpreted, it seemed to me to be a play about abandonment.
Or fear of abandonment.
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to see this play at the preview, but these guys had their opening night last night. How did that go?
It was really good, eh? Really good. Lovely crowd. It felt really nice for such a sort of dark play. Yeah. Got lots of laughs, which is always good.
The laughs were happening last night. There was a lot of laughter in the audience, which you kind of need for the material in a way.
Yeah, lets it breathe a bit, eh?
You're going to have the two poles.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then it's even more of a gut wrench when bad things happen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of the things we do to deal with stuff that we don't particularly like. Humour, for example, is totally one. One of the characters in your play cracks a lot of jokes when they're uncomfortable. Mm. Or, Jack, your character refuses to change.
Yeah.
When he feels uncomfortable, just same old ritual, same old ritual.
That's right.
Is that something you think is important in the play?
Yeah, I was thinking last night the play deals with some pretty heavy topics, but... it's all about not talking about those topics.
Mm.
So and you probably don't want to because what we don't see is potentially pretty hard stuff.
Yeah.
So it's all about that thing. You know, what we do is we talk about everything else, but there's a lot of that going on in the show.
Quintessentially New Zealand.
Yeah.
And probably say the name of this play that we're talking about. This is called When Sun and Moon Collide. It's currently on at Auckland Theatre Company at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. And it's the set is amazing, by the way. How did the set come about?
That's Dan Williams. He's a awesome designer. He just basically got given free license, I think, by Rawiri, the director. And he's created this beautiful, pretty like faithful, like rural tea rooms inside the theatre, which also in this sort of 600 seat theatre brings the stage out into the audience as well, and makes the theatre feel a lot smaller than it is in
it
a really good way.
It definitely does.
Makes it really intimate.
It's a massive theatre, which is great. It's quite spacious if you're an audience member. Chairs. But to have the sense of maybe claustrophobia that your play can entail, lots of angles, and then kind of feel hemmed in by things that look like trees at some point, mountains at some point.
And he's built that beautiful big sky, as well, that sort of looms over you.
And it is a very faithful tea rooms. You can smell the overdone eggs in the formica.
Yeah, there's pies backstage that like I can smell whenever I go off. There's actual pies,
Have you got smell theatre?
Yeah, it really helps me get into character, you know.
Method. We got a method here. Now, Briar, how long has this play been kicking around for you? It was 2004 for you?
Yeah, so I'm not sure of how many years, but people keep telling me it's been around for like... I got like 20 years the other day. I was like, no, it's not that long, but I think it's about 17 years or something.
Wow.
So a long time, but what I was really... I felt like what was wonderful about that, you know, having the break between myself as the writer watching the shows is when I watched it last night, it felt very fresh and new to me, and I was able to sit there mostly like a general audience person and just, I laughed a lot and I hadn't done that before, so that was cool. And just really enjoyed the performance and also the vibe of the audience, because I'm always got my feelers out for how the audience are reacting to, so and enjoyed the reaction I was getting from them.
Now, the darkness in the play, I don't want to give too much away, but it's a few quintessentially New Zealand things. Was there any town in New Zealand, or is it an amalgamation of small towns?
Amalgamation, but I used to do that trip from Paikakariki, where I live, to Palmerston, so I was kind of influenced by the kind of broody feeling sometimes when you drive through that countryside and there's that big sky. And I used to see every morning at 8:30 a very skinny girl running through the paddocks, not in active wear. She was a little bit tormented, so I began to watch out for her and wonder what was going on with her. So those were kind of inspirations, and a deserted tea room, so all of that sunk in. And at the same time, there were things going on. I don't know if you remember, there was a specific case going on about tourists, Swedish tourists. So that was always in the background of my head, and they had been missing. And
yeah, and I don't think it's giving too much away to say that in the play there are two Danish tourists who are missing.
So it's like during the play, it's like the ghosts are kind of present, and they're often talked about as the missing tourists.
Yeah.
It's very Scandinavian noir is huge all over the world, and you kind of get a small town and then something terrible happens amongst a usually close-knit group of people. And we're quite good at doing New Zealand noir at the moment. Top of the Lake, things like that. But this is a nice, crunchy, theatrical version that you can look at with your eyes, guys, and go and see it live on stage. Now, it's called When Sun and Moon Collide. How does celestial bodies come into the play?
Well, I think it's about, for me, it's about the... Well, we're in Matariki now, which is the season of the Seven Sisters, the planet. And the feeling is that the planets at this time of the year, they define how we as people are gardening. They have a kind of power over us. So there's a character in this play that looks at his moon calendar, and it's all about
quite
how the
religiously
religiously about how the moon affects his psyche, and he becomes on the night of the dead moon, which is Mutu Whenua, when the moon dissolves into nothing, the dark night, that affects his psyche, and he becomes potentially a deadly person. So the whole play is built around a moon calendar and kind of this person's arc in a way.
Yeah. Joe, who plays the role, refers to his character as a reverse werewolf.
I was about to say, this is the lunar calendar is a lot in human mythologies. Mm. Werewolves, Teen Wolf, can have sanitized versions or not. And, of course, plays quite a large role in women's cycles, apparently.
So that's talked about, too, at one point, I think.
Just covering all the bases.
Yeah.
How long is the season? How many nights have you got left?
We close on the 6th of July, so that's another 2 weeks, I guess. Yeah, so we've got a good run into it now. Probably about, I think, 15 shows all up. Yeah.
15 more shows in a beautiful theatre down by Silo Park. Brand new theatre. It hasn't been around for long, has it?
Yeah, opened in September last year, I think. This is like ATC's fourth show in the venue. Yeah, and it's awesome to do such a small drama in such a big space, yeah.
All right, well, thanks, guys. We're talking to Jack Buchanan and Briar Grace Smith, a lead role and writer of the play, and you can see it for the next 2 weeks at ASB Waterfront Theatre. Bloody get along, eh? We're going to play a track for you now that features in the play. Is there any reason you picked this track to feature in the play, Briar?
Just that it's a song that, as when I was growing up, the aunties and uncles used to play a lot. It's quite nostalgic for me. So, it does bring that kind of energy into the play. It's a little bit spooky.
Good thing to play in a tea rooms too.
Mm. Yes.
All right, cheers, guys. Best of luck with the season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep it going. I have a band of men, and all they do is play for me. People come from miles around to hear the melody. Beneath the stars, my 10 guitars will play a song for you. And if you're with the one you love, this is what you do. You are gonna dance, dance, dance to my ten guitar. And pretty soon you know just where you are. In the eyes of love you'll find a thousand stars. When you dance, dance, dance to my ten guitar. Guitars were made for love, my band of men will hold.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.